When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Brody, I think we should start a new tradition here on the podcast.
I couldn't agree more. We have big news that fits perfectly with our show.
I'm thinking that while we do the podcast, we start this tradition of eating pizza with the podcast. Pizza, podcast, pizza, podcast. You like that?
Who doesn't love pizza in a podcast?
So I'm proposing
put some pepperoni on it and then get some prune juice.
None of that. So we're going to partner. Oh, there's another P with some new friends, partnership for the podcast and the pizza together.
The most obvious.
Hello.
The best fit imaginable for this podcast. Slices, if you're listening, I think you will understand why we have partnered with the Slice app.
We want all the slices to get ready for this podcast right now by joining us in this tradition of eating pizza and the podcast with the Slice app. We're going to go into it in a little more detail a little later on.
Discount involved.
Right now, download the free app at Slice on Instagram. Slicelife.com is their website for all the Slice for Life's listening right now.
All right, let's get to it. I'm hungry.
Okay, let's do this.
There's two boys in this house, Brooklyn boys in this house, crazy boys in this house, Brooklyn boys in this house. There's two boys in this house, Brooklyn boys in this house, crazy boys in this house, Brooklyn boys.
Yes. Episode 172, yes. It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
You remembered, I asked you, I said we had requests for it. Thank you.
The Brooklyn Boys WAP intro. Ask for it by name.
Scary and I are smashing our private parts together right now. As we
Oh, my God. Anyway, I got to tell you, Brody, I am a bastion of good health. If there was ever a poster with what
you're
does healthy...
You're a bastard of good health.
Not a bastard.
Oh, sorry.
If there was ever a poster that said, what does good health look like? Look up good health in a dictionary. There's a picture of me there. You know
why? Hold on.
You see it?
Yeah, it's not a good picture. It's very dark. You should use a filter or something on that. Lighten that up.
I went for my first physical in like 30 years. I haven't gone to the doctor forever.
Okay. But can I just set the stage here?
Yeah.
Because Scary knows that I try my best to take care of myself, at least medically. Like, I go to the doctors.
Yeah.
I go to, the whole list of eye doctor, ear doctor, nose and throat, everything. Just make sure everything's working right, okay? And I'm a couple of years older than Skiri. So he calls me up and he says,
Couple of decades.
Brody, listen, get the fuck out of here. I'm not smashing my privates up against yours anymore. Dude, it's a couple of years. Relax. Anyway, so Skiri calls me up. He goes, listen, Brody, I know you go to the doctor every year. I say every year, twice a year.
Yeah.
I get a physical twice a year. Plus, I get all the, my people, my tribe, we call it kvetchy problems. When you kvetch, it's like when you complain about, oh, my neck hurts,
right.
My shoulder hurts. Okay. So I go to a lot of doctors, make sure everything's fine. Mm. Okay. Scary says to me, so what are they going to do? What are they going to do? I said, they're going to take your blood pressure and check your heart, your pulse, your heart rate. They may ask you to pee in a cup. I don't know if they do the blood work where you're going, if they send you out. And you're like, okay, but are they going to lube up a finger and stick it in my butt? And I said, "Scary, I don't think that's a urologist, a proctologist. You're fine." So he says, "Well, I said, "They may give you an EKG. Well, what's an EKG?" I explained it to him. He goes, "Oh, okay. But what about the finger? They're going to put a finger in my butt?" And so you were obsessed with the finger in the butt thing.
I'm going to say this. I was just more excited and anxious because I didn't never have gone there before. I've never done any of this stuff. I've never gone to the doctor.
How long has it been since you went to a doctor? God.
You know, back in 2002, I went to Club Med with my buddy Tall Darren.
Not a sponsor. Club MD?
Club MD. That was back when they had the hands up and all that crap. Back when it was like a singles resort.
Did you let the dogs out? Is that how long ago it was?
And it was so long ago, man. It was like hands up, baby, hands up. Remember that? Give me your heart. So anyway, when I got back from there, first of all, I went on a bender drinking shitty liquor and just bad food, bad buffet food. Every night for 7 nights, got back and I had a gas.
This is prior to being healthy, Scary. This is back in the day.
Oh, this was terrible. Yeah, this was before I tried to do anything about my health. And I came back
when you were seeing Dr. Fat Gain, right?
Yeah. I had the worst acid reflux. So I went to the doctor. They stuck the thing down my throat and then they prescribed Nexium for me, the little purple pill.
And
within a few weeks, it all cleared up. And I said, I'm never going to destroy my body with bad liquor again. So, because that's what it was.
You think it was the liquor?
Oh, it was bottom shelf shit. And it was...
Okay, but that's not why you get acid reflux.
No, it was that and the gluttonous eating at the buffets of really garbage, greasy food. Yeah, no, if you put poor quality in your, food in your body, think about what happens to your car, Brody. Would you dare put, regular?
Okay. Yes, I put regular in my car.
You do? Yeah. You have a souped up car though. You got one of those.
Doesn't require it though.
You got a big super sports car, Brody.
This is the 80s or the 70s. You don't need high.
Well, I'm making an outdated reference. All right,
do you understand how acid reflux works? Do you know what that means? What the term means?
Yeah, when so the stuff
but
comes
it's not
up
because it's not because you had shitty steak.
No, but all the greasiness and the disgusting food, it all comes right.
That
all
is
of
the
that.
Problem. That's the problem because the little flap. And I'm dumbing this down for
It comes
me.
Through the flap, and then it goes into your air hole.
Right.
It gets in your air hole.
Yeah, and you're a big air hole, so go ahead.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is I had acid reflux, and I had to go to the doctor, a gastroenterologist, and then they put me through a battery of tests, and then they finally solved it, and that was so long ago. So what year was that, 2002?
Did they lube the finger?
They didn't do that then. That was back. That was just for this other. I'm telling you, the last time I went to the doctor.
That was back in the day, not back in the
2002, Brody. So that was the last time I went to the doctor. So now here I am, all these years later. And why am I a bastion of good health? Because after I went, I got over my anxiety.
Get the jingle ready. No, I feel it coming.
Then you got nothing coming. I'm not going to drop sponsors.
All right.
I'm telling you is, first of all, thank you for your guidance.
Yes.
You led me through it. And then I went to the doctor, got a full physical, got the lab test done. They took my blood, the urine, and everything.
You wore the ladies' panties like I suggested?
And then I got my results back. And you know what he told me?
You're pregnant.
Aside from, no, I'm having a food baby, actually.
Herpes? What do you got?
All of it.
You got the herpes?
No. He says, you're completely normal. Your blood pressure is normal. The EKG came out fine. He says, the good cholesterol is high. The bad cholesterol is low, so that's good. He says, you need some vitamin D in your life.
So you're gonna S your own vitamin D?
Yeah. You need some vitamin D. So that's about it. I'm a little deficient there. But he goes, either that or you go out in the sun. I said, I hide myself from the sun. I said, I'm in the shade. I'm a shade guy. So,
by the DJ booth.
Hey, you know me, under the umbrella.
Right.
Yeah, and I put on loads of sunblock. I don't want that. So anyway, point is, he just said, you have just about a vitamin D deficiency, and that is it. He says, you are normal, you are healthy. Maybe you could stand to lose a few LBs, but other than that, boom, you're good.
Right. A little more D, a little less LB.
Can you imagine that, Brody? I said I'm a bastion of good health.
So you need more D, is what I'm hearing.
A little vitamin D.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
did you talk to him about S and some vitamin D? You should ask him about that. You can get orange juice with extra vitamin D and calcium, and I believe, and then you got your milk with the vitamin D. So, what are you doing? What are you changing your diet?
I'm bringing some vitamins into my diet, capsules. So, the larger point here is don't judge a book by its cover. You would look at me and be like, dude. I'm just letting you know that everything came out and checked out well.
Right. The car's a piece of shit, but it's got a good engine and transmission.
That's all that matters.
I got it. That was my I'm not going to say it was my first car. It was my third car. I had a really old Dodge Dart, which they don't make anymore. And I'm not talking about the Dodge Dart for the last 7 years. I'm talking about one from the 70s. It was old when I got it.
Before you're old like, 70s.
It was old. I got it for $100 off an old man in my building who stopped driving. He's like, you want it? You can have it for $100. I'm like, I'll take it. I think I've talked about this before. The door didn't open because it was hit. It was sideswiped. Anyway, so it had a really good engine in it, and it was fast, too. For, you know, back then, all the cars were fast in the
70s. You had a fast car.
I did. Thanks, Tracy Chapman. And so my father, when I would like, Dad, the car's a piece of shit. He'd say, son. He didn't say son. He'd be like, hey, you know, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Nobody knows it's a good car. Right, I put a nice radio in with a Benzie box where you know you pull the radio out and take it
the
with you.
The Benzie box.
Remember the Benzie boxes?
It had a handle.
That's so nobody could steal your radio. You would, and then all the doo-doo-doos in the area would walk around with like a book, but it was a radio under their arm. Like, hey, look at my radio. And they're like, what? And everyone would compare the models of the radio. You go to Kenwood 636. I got an 838. Anyway, so I had a really nice radio, really nice sound system, nice engine. The car was a piece of shit. $100, dents everywhere. Right, I had some street guys pull the dent out. They used a suction cup. No, they. I didn't. You know, it was a couple of guys stopped me at a red light. They're like, "We'll fix that for you for $50." I'm like, "The car's a piece of crap. Whatever."
Yeah.
So what they did was they took like a hole puncher, like a spike, and they boom put holes in my car. Then they put a thing with a hook on the end, and they pulled the fender out. So the fender was now no longer dented all the way in, but it had bullet holes in it. So
That was awful.
I know, but the car was $100. Then eventually,
I'd rather have the dent than bullet holes in it.
Well, you know what? After the fact, I was kind of like, I think I want the dent back.
What kind of job was this? Like a cash deal?
It was one of those, mister.
Yeah.
I fixed the car for you. My friends and I fixed the car. I was like, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take the dent right out. Listen, I was much younger and less street smart. And more importantly, I don't even think it was 50. It may have been like $25, $30. They went boom, 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 punched the holes in the thing. I probably have pictures somewhere. If I could find the bullet hole pictures,
yeah.
I'll post them if I could find them. But yeah, so there's that.
Good.
But the point was, you are my bullet holed, dented 70 Dodge Dart.
But I'm going to be running for another 200,000 miles, baby.
That's correct.
So...
That's
you
correct.
Know what?
So
that's
don't
fine.
Criticize how scary looks.
I'm going to get some cosmetic surgery, some stuff from the outside. You know, put some new.
Hey, I know a guy who can fix your dents for you.
If you could get the guy with
bucks.
The bring the hole puncher.
Yeah.
Bring the hole puncher and
the,
you know
the extra fat will just ooze out of the holes.
Smooth me over. That would be Botox. I could get some things done for the outside.
Oh,
forget
my
about.
God.
As long as I know the inside's running, baby.
Speaking of Botox, did you see they arrested a Florida man, I think, last week?
Where else would he be from?
Right.
It's always a Florida man.
I think Jacksonville. He was pretending to be a Botox doctor. Mm. And then before he would start the procedure, he was getting drunk on Four Locos and champagne.
Class act.
Class act. So not only was he not a doctor, had no license to perform Botox injections, but he was getting drunk on Four Loko. This guy, I'm thinking, now that I think about the story, he was the dent fixer of Botox people. You know what I mean? Like the guys who fixed my dent?
Yeah.
He's the equivalent for Botox doctors.
That's great.
Yeah. Go to him.
Yeah,
get a good deal on it. Got a good deal.
You know, at the end of last podcast, I left you on a cliffhanger, and I told everybody on this show that you were going to be pissed off at me, and rightfully so. You may
and you wouldn't tell me for the whole week.
Nope. Yeah, I know. You texted me.
I know. I asked you, and I called you the other night. I texted you. You up? You're like, yeah. Like 10:30. I said, why? What am I going to be mad about? I'm not telling you, which made me more mad.
Yeah. So I've saved it for right now.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
And the slices you know what? They're going to take your side right away.
All right, well, that's
and
good.
It's also going to be a slap in the face of our brand and our show. Okay?
Already I'm upset.
All right.
I'm already upset.
So when I was on vacation with my girlfriend on the last day, we were packing up to leave, and obviously we had to choose what are we wearing on the airplane. So my girlfriend pulls out a Brooklyn Boys podcast tank top.
Ah! Love it.
No, the navy one with the white.
Yeah.
She's a big fan.
And you look good. She looks good in a tank top.
She
so
does.
That's good.
She does.
Yeah.
She says, I think I'm going to wear this. And I said, ooh.
What?
Yeah.
What?
There's a lot of people from New York here and New Jersey and Florida.
Perfect.
And Florida. And here we were in the Bahamas. And they're going to all be on our flight back to Newark.
Yes.
So I said, you know, Robin.
You did not.
I said, why don't you? I said, listen, I do not make any decisions on what anybody wears but myself. Okay. My girlfriend is free to wear what she wants. She's her own person.
Oh,
I
that's
never,
nice.
I never meddle.
You don't hit her over the head with a club if
I
she
never meddle.
To you?
I never meddle in her outfit choices, ever. She can do whatever she wants. I don't care. I don't know. What's
so
the
your
hell?
Girlfriend wants to put on a tank top. Number one, she's going to look great. Number two,
oh,
she's
yeah,
going to
she
promote
looks,
our podcast.
She knows how to rock that tank top. Well, she actually makes that tank top look good. That's how great she looks in it. Very beautiful.
Oh, okay, so, great. So, you want to be alone for a minute?
No, but, you know.
Okay.
So
did she wear it?
No, she didn't wear it. She goes, you know.
Jeez.
She goes, I'm just going to put on a regular old shirt. And the
she
reason.
She should have slapped you. I'm going to call her later.
The reason why I didn't want her to wear it is because I didn't want to attract attention. So if somebody.
Oh, yeah, the crowds of people. Brooklyn boys.
I didn't know. I was afraid. You know, it's one of those things where I'm like, we're on our way home. It's a Sunday night. It's COVID, everything, the airplane, you know,
no,
people
that's
are wearing masks.
That's not it. You were embarrassed. You thought it was goofy to wear the logo shirt in public.
No, well, that's
you
not
did,
true. I wear the shirt. And my family wears it. Everybody wears it. I've got.
You know what? I happen to be, no joke, I'm wearing the Brooklyn Boys blue and white t-shirt right now.
But
right now, I wore it on, you know what, to prove it. You can look at what's today's date?
Today's the April 21st. Yeah.
Wednesday 21st. You could look on at Elvis Duran show.
Oh yeah, you'll see.
Go ahead and look at the 15-minute morning show from today. I represented.
Yeah.
I wore the Elvis Duran, I'm sorry, the Brooklyn Boys shirt on the Elvis Duran podcast.
You
shout
know,
out.
There's something about just, oh man, being out places and then saying, I'm going to wear the logo to the show, my own show. And then it's almost like I wanted that attention, right? Because if Robin were wearing it. No, but if she was wearing that shirt and then they would, and they see me with her and they're like, oh my God. So it's not that I don't want to be recognized. It's not that I don't want to meet people. Cause you know me, I'm the king of like shaking hands and kissing babies.
Well, yeah. Well, you should wait till they get older. A little disturbing there,
but
no tongue next time.
You are awful today, Brody. That is terrible. That's an awful thing for you to say, making jokes like that. So, but don't you see a little bit of like,
No, I have no shame. None. But so never mind the shame. Because I don't think it's shame when you.
I think that it looks like I'm begging for attention. It's like, look at me, look at us. I'm the Brooklyn Boys guy.
Have you never like seen anyone like construction guys wearing a shirt that says like Tony's Construction?
Of course, I have.
You ever go into Home Depot and the guy's wearing like Sal's Plumbing? It's a blue shirt with white lettering on the back,
yeah.
With the phone number. Right. And they drive their own plumbing truck to Home Depot.
Well, that's when they work. That's part of their uniform.
No, that's not they can change their shirt. They want people to see the shirt and go, Sal's Plumbing. Huh, I may
yeah, but they're all
guy.
In the club. They're all in there. When I say club, they're going to Home Depot together. They're all in that same workspace. They're in that workspace mentality.
You've never seen a guy with a contractor shirt or a union shirt in the supermarket.
Maybe
you've
I
never
have.
Seen a firefighter with an FDNY
this
t-shirt.
This was different. We were on vacation and we were boarding a flight and we were walking through the airport and maybe, you know, now that I think about it, I was probably...
Have you ever seen a girl wearing like a high school cheerleader's shirt? Like, oh, like with Mustangs cheerleading.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that girl's a cheerleader.
Right. Yeah, I just feel it's a little different. I don't know, but...
I want you to tweet Skeery.
Oh, come on.
Tweet Skeery and me for that matter, but let him know that you wear your company stuff. You wear the stuff you're proud of. You should have been like...
And I do wear the Brooklyn Boys stuff. I love our merch.
Although, you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember we had a coworker on our morning show? No names, doesn't matter. And he was in a snowstorm at a rest stop on the Jersey Turnpike, and he happened to be wearing his Z100, which is our New York radio station, his Z100 hat.
Yes.
And the news crew was interviewing people, like, let's get your opinion on the snowstorm. And they were like, excuse me, like, hey, do you work at Z100? He's like, well, how do you know?
He's wearing the hat.
And he had the jacket with the logo on the back, so they went right up to him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you never know.
I just feel like coming back from vacation, boarding a flight.
He should have been. Yeah.
It's not that I'm not proud. And by the way, she could have overruled me and said, you know what?
I'm wearing
this shit. Of course. But she's like, you do what you want, but I don't know. And then she's like, yeah. She goes, all right, you're right. I kind of persuaded her. I'm like, yeah, okay. I suggested it. So whatever. If you want to talk to her, that's fine. I feel like the slices are all like shooting little daggers at me right now.
Right.
Yelling at their devices. I have to say the word device.
I'm going
to
segue into saying hi to T Daddy, TSS3020 Troy.
Yeah.
He just received his hashtag shirt.
Yeah.
Sent us a picture of it. Very excited about owning it. You know, I bet he'd wear it on a plane.
Well, listen.
Wait a minute. Oh. Lacey Goodson.
Oh, there she is.
Goodson_Lacey. Send us a picture of her wearing the hashtag shirt. This seems to be a hashtag week. Oh, here's my good buddy, Ian.
Yeah.
My good buddy, Ian. His last name is Bear. Doesn't spell it that way, but Ian Bear. I went to junior high school with him. That was 7th and 9th grade.
Is he sporting the Brooklyn Boys merch?
He's wearing the Brooklyn Boys Property of Podcast, Skeery and Brody, Brody and Skeery. Shirt. He put it on Twitter.
I would like.
I said, wait a minute. I didn't send you a shirt. He said, you're my friend since junior high school. I'm supporting your podcast.
That's so nice.
My buddy Skeery doesn't support it as much.
Oh, come on.
Hey, shout out to the real Kicklo, Justin, recovering from surgery. Hope you're doing well. Sent me a picture. Actually, put it on Instagram. You could see it at the real Kicklo. LOW, bought the Brooklyn Boys hat, the FUABE 77 jersey, the Brooklyn Boys podcast hoodie, the gray one.
Wow, he's got the whole collection. You know what I'd like to see? I haven't seen this yet. Somebody drinking out of a Brooklyn Boys swell bottle. You know, because I know some people bought the Brooklyn Boys bottle, the water bottle.
Well, then
the
I should take a picture because I drank root beer out of mine today.
I have mine.
I didn't
right
have
here.
Any more. I was out of my 16.9 ounce Diet Pepsis, and so I took the root beer bottle, the Diet root beer, in their fridge. I filled up my Brooklyn Boys thermal bottle.
Yep.
No brand name there, and it was fine. It was cold. I had it in the car. I didn't need a 16.9 ounce pre-made
if
Pepsi
you
bottle.
You have not been to our website. Go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Yeah. And, get in on this cool merch because we got a lot more stuff than if you were there like 2 months ago. Like, oh, I already visited that.
Although they were sold out. There was
out.
A
Guess
couple
what?
Of things, a couple of the items
right.
that are like they were out of like double right. XL on one of them.
All the stuff you remembered is now back in stock.
Yeah, we got everything back.
And we have about 10 new items in there. So we're excited.
Yep.
And more on the way. Well, that's all you get for now.
Also, I want to send a shout out to people that listen to episode 170 of our podcast. This is episode 172.
Oh, all 12 of them?
So I think there must be some kind of like COVID warning on episode 170. People are social distancing from it. Can't figure this out.
Can't figure.
169, huge numbers. 168, huge numbers. 171, already twice the numbers, listener-wise, is 170.
Yeah.
170 is just sitting out there.
I'll tell you why.
We released it.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Because
it on a week where it was a big vacation week for a lot of people. Hey, by the way,
spring
that was
break,
the weekend.
April 5th.
We did
on Monday.
Yeah, it was after Easter and Passover. And we were on vacation. I was out of town. I was busy telling my girlfriend not to wear the Brooklyn Boys tank top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were in your basement where you've been for about 13 months now, which by the way,
down here.
Yeah, really cold. When are you coming out of your basement, Brody? We got to get together.
We should get together.
A Brooklyn Boys hang. You know, one thing I got to let everyone know now, and this is pissing me off to no end, is that because I get these DMs and you don't see these, Brody. I post stories on my Instagram about all the food that I've been eating, all the places I've gone.
Healthy Skeery.
This is the unhealthy Skeery.
Yeah.
I think what I did was I celebrated the health by being completely unhealthy, by going out every night and eating steaks.
Every night, yeah.
Wherever I go, the Rodizio's, these places, and people DM me, oh, Brody's going to be upset. Brody's pissed.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did you invite him? And you know what I tell each and every one of them? And they'll tell you, too, Brody.
You're lying. It's a lie.
Brody has been in his basement for 13
That's not
months.
True.
If
That's
I
not
invited, true. If I invited Brody out to where I am right now, he would decline. He would say, "Nope, I'm not
hold
coming."
Hold on, hold on. Here's the thing, though. You go out with 13 people, right? And you eat indoors. Now that, I know,
but that's
all
how
safe.
I go out.
That's how you roll. I get it. I get it. I go out now with my family. Right? I went. I'll tell you where we went the other night. It was fantastic. We sit outside because that's what I'm comfortable doing right now under a nice heat lamp.
Right.
It was 70 degrees. It was beautiful out. Now, if you said to me, "Hey, Brody, why don't we go to this steakhouse? We'll sit outdoors. You and me, just us. Nobody else around that you're not familiar with." I'm in.
Right, but the scenario that I'm setting up right now, and I'm explaining, is I'm painting a picture of
I've been doing. The listeners have my back.
They keep DMing me and saying, "Invite Brody. Invite."
Yeah,
no,
that's not the deal.
That's not because what though? You're going to decline for 17 different reasons.
And you know what's going to happen, Slices? You know what's going to happen. We're going to go with six of Scary's buddies, Sex on the Way, Dave. My buddy this, my buddy that, my buddy all the buddies, right? Then the bill's going to come. Eight people are going to chip in for nine because Scary's going to go, "We got this, Brody." And then Scary's going to pay an extra $5, cover my dinner, and then say he bought me a steak dinner. That's what you're going to do. Plus, if I want to pay for it, now I got to pay for your buddy Will, your buddy Tony.
Well, that's how we roll. We split the bill evenly.
Right.
You know what? These guys are going to crack your skull if you tell them any different.
Right, which is why I don't want to go out with those guys. I like them. I like all your friends. I'm not going out drinking with your boys, especially on a weeknight. I don't know what you're doing on a weeknight drinking.
It was Taco Tuesday last night, damn it.
You didn't even have tacos.
Yes, we did. Last night we had tacos. Did you see my story?
No.
It's still there. It's going
to
expire soon.
I had to take a break because, what was it, Monday night? Scary likes to text me, right, or tell me he's going places. You guys all have these friends, right? They tell you something they assume you know. Like, I'm going over to that guy's house. You're like, what guy? So Scary says, "Hey, I can't talk now." He texted me and he says, "I can't go out now. I'm going to Fernandez." Something like that.
Fernandez, a very famous steakhouse in Redizio in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, never heard of it. So I don't know what Fernandez is.
Okay.
I don't know if that means he's like going to get his car fixed over at Fernandez's car place. I don't know what Fernandez is.
And three people, by the way, sidebarred me and be like, "Oh, Brody, did you invite Brody?" Guess what? No,
he didn't invite me.
No, because you got all of the above. Because he refuses to split the bill evenly with people.
Hold on. Nobody would go out with
your friends
and split the bill evenly when they drink $100 each in liquor.
Yeah, but that's not my problem. But I'm telling the slices why.
But
for Brody has 11 reasons why he would never be there. So don't ask me to invite him.
I have 11 reasons. It's Tony, it's Will, it's David, it's
He doesn't
Sal.
Want to be around. He doesn't want to eat indoors. He doesn't want to be
that's
around several people.
I'm not there yet.
Okay. He doesn't want to split the bill evenly or he wouldn't count the free steak dinner.
Right.
As
and everybody
me
knows the
and
rules.
Everybody.
We're not going to talk
about
it. All
right, whatever. Okay,
there are other things that are more important that I want to talk about.
Well, first of all, we got to talk about what we spoke about at the top of this podcast. People are like, "Whoa, what was that cold open you guys did and you guys talking about pizza?" So, by the way, in the next episode or the episode after, we're going to have the CEO of our friends at the Slice app.
I think it's next week. The beauty of having this guy on, right, is that Scary says to me, "I got a great idea. I'm going to reach out to the Slice app because our slices, we talk about pizza. Let's see if they're familiar with our podcast. Maybe we want to work together."
Yeah.
He hits the guy up. Tell him, Scary, what happened when you hit the guy up?
His name is Ilir.
Yeah.
He's from Staten Island. We're from Brooklyn.
Over the bridge.
Boom. I said, Ilir. I said, "Be my friend on LinkedIn, please. You have a thing called the Slice app, okay? Our fans are called, our fandom is the Slices." I said, "Your website is slicelife.com.
Right, and our fans say Slice for Life.
I said, we have a pizza in our logo. I said, "Please, just talk to me casually. This isn't a sales pitch. I'm not a sales guy. I'm not a sales guy."
Right.
I said, so I spoke to the dude. All of a sudden, we start talking about baseball and pop culture and stuff that, you know, living parallel lifestyles.
And he listens to our morning show.
He knows our morning show. He knows you guys. So I said, dude, so we just had this, like, we almost did our own, it was almost like we all had a little Brooklyn Staten Island boy podcast right there on the Zoom call. And it was just the two of us. And he goes, "You know what? I like you. I said, I like you too. And we just had so much in common. We even know the same people, run in the same circles. He goes, listen. He goes, we'll talk. And and they made it a reality.
And boom, 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 they are the official sponsor.
But I don't like to call it a sponsor.
No, you know, I
this is like, these are like friends getting together.
Yeah.
And they're more, it's more like a partnership.
It's a partnership. So here's what, first of all, this app, the Slice app, it's not just an app, right? For like, oh, I'm going to order pizza tonight, so I'm going to use this thing. It's beyond that. So, first of all, what it does is it lets you use the app to order from, what is it, 15,000 independent pizzerias in the country?
Yeah. This is the important part thing to know is it's not just, this isn't just a delivery app. These people, they are actually empowering local pizzerias around the country so they can compete with the big boys.
Right. So if you want to help a local business out that doesn't have the technology to have a website and an app and everything, and you're like, oh, you have to call them when it's busy, right. They're answering the phone, they go, hold on a second, I got to go.
Yeah.
This app lets everybody be technologically advanced now, right? And they don't take a huge 30% fee like a lot of apps do.
Right.
They take very little money.
In fact, they've saved these little guys, these pizzerias, over $250 million in fees.
So
can you imagine
tell you
that?
Let me tell you what I did tonight. I want to share this. I want to read the description. So if you think that the Slice app is just for ordering pizza, it's not. I did a search in my area for who uses the app. One of my favorite restaurants / pizza places, it's an Italian restaurant, have a pizza oven. They're on the app. So I ordered tonight from Bella Gente in Caldwell, New Jersey. Okay? Not only...
Doesn't get any more local than that.
Not only did I get margarita pizza. You guys know I'm picky, right? You guys know I don't want parsley. I don't want onions. I'm always difficult, right? So whenever I call Bella Gente, I have to explain to them, listen, when you make the thing with the thing, I don't want the other thing and the whole thing. Using the app, I ordered the chicken a la Valdostana. Here it comes, Scary.
Oh,
get
boy.
Ready.
Yeah.
Chicken breast stuffed with fontina and prosciutto.
Oh, yeah.
With sautéed mushrooms and peas in a pink sauce. So here's what I did.
So that's it's a pizzeria ristorante is what that
is. So I use the app, the Slice app. It pulls up their menu, right? Because it shows me like everything. And I order that. And then it says special instructions. And I put in no peas, no mushrooms, and I would like cappellini instead of the vegetables because it's served on a bed of fresh vegetables. Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Then I ordered a margarita pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Your basic, right? Because they have the pizza oven there is great. But I wanted it, my daughter wanted,
doesn't
like tomato sauce, right? So I wanted it half pesto sauce for her. And I wanted it half with sausage for me. And I'm going to post a picture of it later, I think, on Instagram. It'll be up maybe when you see it. And so rather than explaining it, because how many times have you ordered pizza where you go, hey, I want half this, half that, and they get it wrong? In the app, there's a full circle, a left semicircle, and a right semicircle.
Ah.
So I was able to say on the right,
I want this.
I want sausage. On the left, I want
meatball
pesto sauce.
Or pesto.
Right. But if I wanted to add shrimp, I could then put the shrimp on the right. I could put the tomatoes on the left.
You could. It's so customizable. It's so cool. They've really
like,
figured this. Ilir, I actually bow down to you because you figured this damn thing out on how people order pizza.
If you're a normal pizza orderer,
yeah,
then it's great.
You could just order a slice if you want.
You can, you can order by the pie. You can order the slice. You can order Italian food.
You can't do that with a lot of these other guys.
Right. So, and they arrange for the delivery or you can pick it up. Right. I chose to pick it up because I was driving by the place.
That's why when we say, you know, Slice is the largest network of independent pizzerias in the country. We always say shop small, shop local, right? You know I've been preaching that since the beginning, since before the beginning of the pandemic. Well, this is a perfect example of that. So even though they're, you know, Slice is a huge network, they're just putting all the people together and they're giving these local businesses the tools that they need to succeed. In fact, here's some incentive for the Slice, for all you Slices. They have a rewards program. They launched this on their every time you, so here's the thing, you order $15 or more, you get a pizza point. Okay, if $15 or more gets you a point, you get 8 pizza points,
you get a free pie.
Yeah, And you could earn it any time that you order.
And that's not the same. Like, you don't have to go to the same pizza place for that.
Nope.
It's like a punch card.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
But here's the best part. This is scary. This is my favorite part. You download the Slice app. Order today if you want. Right, like we did. Use the promo code Brooklyn.
Brooklyn!
You get $5 off your first order. Hello?
$5 off your first order right away. We want, and now Slices, we need the army. We need everybody to come to life now and jump into action. That we want to make it a tradition that when we're recording our podcast or when you're listening to it, we're eating pizza. So Brody's got his. I don't have my pizza just yet because I was napping earlier. Next week, you bet your ass I'm going to have some artichoke pizza here from Hoboken.
Well, I had the sausage slices down here in the basement. Yeah. And Skiri says, oh, give me 10 minutes. I gotta make a phone call. I ate the pizza.
Yeah.
I ate the pizza while I was waiting for Skiri. So you don't have to listen to me eat the pizza.
Everyone download the Slice app.
Get you $5 off.
Yeah.
Keyword Brooklyn. Hello?
Keyword Brooklyn. Please use that keyword. And then, we're going to be talking about these guys. And next week we're going to have Ilir on because he's a really fascinating guy.
Skiri, did I mention the chicken breast stuff with Fontina and prosciutto?
You already did. Thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I didn't invite Skiri that time.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skiri and Brody.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You know what? We were talking about food a little earlier.
You think?
Right? Before we went to break. I get pissed off with Facebook people. And so somebody was on Facebook and they asked for help. Let me pull up the exact Facebook post. And you know, they wrote, "Hey, anyone know where I can get a good strawberry shortcake?" Right?
Mm-hmm.
"Preferably from a bakery, not a supermarket." Okay?
Preferably?
Yeah, preferably a bakery. And then she wrote, "I don't want to order from a supermarket." She says, "I want to get it from someplace I can buy the day of, right? I don't have to custom order it. I don't want it from a supermarket where it's been sitting there for a day or two." And I know supermarkets have fresh stuff. But this woman specifically said, "Looking for a good strawberry shortcake, not from a supermarket. Looking for a bakery that makes a good strawberry shortcake. Okay? That seems like a fair request.
I would say so.
Hey, I know you said you don't want to order from a supermarket, but they really have good strawberry shortcake at ShopRite. Hey, have you tried Whole Foods? Hey, so I could recommend some bakeries. I can't think of any right now. Have you tried Stop and Shop?
They in their minds are being helpful.
They're being helpful. They're being helpful. That's not helpful. The woman in her post, she said, hey, I don't want to order from a supermarket. Do you know a bakery? Can you help me out with a bakery?
No. They don't. No. But they feel the need to respond anyway. So right. They're going to say, yeah, go to Whole Foods.
Right. Right. So that's not helping anybody.
I know, but people don't follow instructions. But you know that. I mean, this is the beginning of time. This entire podcast is based around people that don't follow instructions. If you think about it, it always boils down to that, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
The grammar world, in people complaining, with all your customer service issues, it all boils down to people not following instructions, people not paying attention, people hearing selective retention, remembering only certain pieces of the past. You only want to hear certain words in a sentence, and then you're just gonna form your own thing, or you're gonna do. That's how people are in general. People are, we're born this way, man. Like Lady Gaga once said,
did she?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. So here's another one for you. There's a young drummer, female drummer that I follow on TikTok and Instagram. She's fantastic, and so she said, "See if you can figure out what song." What she goes, "What song am I playing?" Because, you know, she's only playing the drums, right? And the drums don't really always have the melody, so you have to kind of figure it out, right? So she's like, doom 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 doom, right? So you don't.
Was
really,
that? Yeah. Were you just doing the drum fill from "In the Air Tonight" from Phil Collins?
Yeah. Doom doom. By the way, have you seen the video asking why the doom 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 of the Daily Double is the same basic pattern as the doom doom
doom doom? Yeah. Oh, I never noticed it, but it's a higher pitch. It's a higher.
Right.
Oh my God, it is.
Yeah.
So, that's the Daily Double sound.
Right, the Daily Double. So this person says, can you figure out what song I'm playing? So this person writes, damn, I heard of it, but can't remember.
Once again, don't know the answer, but feels the need to respond
right.
Anyway.
I heard of it, which doesn't make any sense. I heard of it. But I can't remember. Hey, nobody gives a fuck, right? Nobody cares.
Right.
The question was, what song am I playing? I'm going to post that I don't know, but I've heard of it. How can you even say you've heard of it if you don't know the song? See, I want partial credit. They want partial credit because they want to be like, no, I know it's something. I know it's something. Yeah, it's a song. Dumbass. Dumbass.
Dumbass.
So that's that.
Dumbass.
Then someone I follow on Instagram, someone who's from, not originally from New York. So let's New York City, not originally from New York City. But she lives in Manhattan now, right? So she puts a video up and she films Manhattan, right? She's,
I know where you're going with this one. I see this all the time.
She films Manhattan.
Yep.
And it says, NYC is my favorite, but don't worry. And then the camera pans to the right. She says, I also love Brooklyn.
Oh, plot twist.
Well, I don't know, Scary. Do you know why I'm upset? You better know why I'm upset.
She was in Jersey.
No.
Hold on. She was in Queens.
Scary, I'm going to read it to you again.
One more time.
NYC is my favorite.
Oh, because Brooklyn is part of NYC.
Thank you.
It's already part of it.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought she was going to do that thing where people film the New York City skyline, and they're clearly either in Queens, Brooklyn, or New Jersey, and they'd be like, I love being here in Manhattan, in the city. And like, no, you're not. You're in New Jersey, because we do that a lot here because I live on the water, and we kind of, how are you in Manhattan if you're filming the skyline? But
right.
Anyway,
no, this person
I see
was
what
in
they
Manhattan,
did. Yeah.
But she's, Brooklyn is part of New York City.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the other issue. All right.
So when I pointed it out, she's like, oh, really? Yeah. You should probably know that. You love New York City so much, you should know there's five parts of it. It's not just Manhattan.
Yeah.
I know people are like,
she was specifically referring to the borough of Manhattan, but yeah.
Right. She should say, I love Manhattan. I also love Brooklyn.
I'll give her a pass on that one.
That's like saying, I love Scary, but I also love his arm. That's basically what she said.
pretty much.
Do you want to hear about how the blood workplace effed me?
Yeah.
Effed me? And then followed up with scaring the hell out of me. So let me see if I can find this scary email. So I go to a blood work place to get blood work done because that's what you do for my checkup. You know, they want to check your blood out. So I go to this place and they have like an iPad where you check in, right? And so you put your information in and it says, hello, David Brody, whatever, right? Okay. So there's a TV set on the wall. And it shows your name when you check in, right? It says D. Brody on the thing.
Yeah. It's like it's a bowling alley, like in your lane. When it's your turn to bowl, it's right. Like and it has your name with the thing.
How long before you're ready to go? It says, Brody, 15 minutes. Now, there's two other people in the waiting room with me. And one of them's got 3 minutes. One of them's got 7 minutes, maybe. I assume those people are there. But they go. And now I'm 7 minutes.
You're on the board.
5 minutes. Two people walk in. They sit down. Two more people walk in, sit down. She comes out. Johnson, they get up. They go in. I'm like, oh, that's weird.
They skipped you.
Right. So then more people come in. Now I'm at 3 minutes. It goes back to 5 minutes.
Huh.
I go, oh, that's kind of strange. Then two more groups of people come in.
Are you all seeing the same doctor?
There's no doctor, just a bunch of phlebotomists, bloodsuckers.
Oh, right.
They just, next, they take your blood and you move on.
It doesn't matter whoever's there. Next.
Right, right. Yeah. So now a couple more people come in. She's Smith. Smith goes in. Now I'm back. It says 7 minutes. Then I'm 11 minutes. So she comes out.
You're now, in a hellish vortex.
Everybody in the little waiting room is gone but me. And it now has me back up to 11 minutes now, okay? I'm the only one there. Somebody else walks in, sits down, after they logged in. They didn't even log in. They just sat down. She comes out. She says the name, and they're going in front of me.
I'm surprised you were patient for this long. I mean, well, I would have been pissed off 20 minutes ago.
I was only a patient in the sense of being a patient. So I said, excuse me, I don't want to be rude or anything. I said, but I registered like 20 minutes ago, and it said 11 minutes, 7, 5, 3, and now it's back up to 11. All these people are coming in. Is something wrong with the computer system? I'm trying to figure out like how long I'm going to be. I got to pick my daughter up at some point at school. And she says, oh, these people all had appointments.
Oh, really?
I said, well, why aren't they in the system then? Why are they on the screen? Oh, they made appointments online. Well, how many more people are online? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So I said, then what's the point of the board? Why are you telling me 3 minutes? I texted my wife. I'm like, I'm out of here in 3 minutes. I'm going to get my blood worked in 3 minutes. Okay. So finally I get in. I go into the back room. Just sit in the chair. And even though I've been there, I don't know, 15 times before, sir, I need your medical card and I need your ID.
What? They have that shit on file.
Right. I said, nothing's changed. Well, I got to enter it again. Okay.
Ooh.
This woman was, I don't know, in her 70s. I'm only pointing it out because she was a little slow and a little snippy towards me.
She a little shaky with the needle?
No. Well, I'll get to that. So she's sitting down at the little table there with the computer, and she's typing, and she's typing like, you know, like this. Like that, right? And so she's entering the information, and so I'm entering it, and I see she's like, she's tapping the table like she's upset. So I made a joke and I said, hey, you're feeling extra painless today, right? Because, you know, not looking to, I had already gotten my first COVID shot at that point.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, my arm's still a little sore from the COVID shot like 4 or 5 days ago, whatever it was. I said, you're feeling extra gentle today? And she turns to slow burn, turns to me and she says, I'm having a problem with the computer right now. I have to restart everything and re-enter all the information.
Hmm.
So I wouldn't talk to me right now if I were you, because I'm feeling kind of annoyed. And I said, at me? No, at this, she said, dang.
Dang.
At this dang computer.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I'm not going to say anything. And she goes, but.
Oh, boy.
Now, she's doing all the information. She goes, I'm going to need your driver's license back, please. So I give it back to her. It was like watching the clock go from 3 minutes to 5 minutes to 7 minutes to 11 minutes in reverse.
Yeah.
And so halfway through, she goes, oh, darn it. So I'm thinking, I got to get out of here. I've got to leave. This woman's going to stab my eye with the needle. And I said, everything okay? Well, wait. Oh, okay. I thought I was going to have to start again, but it didn't. It didn't refresh. I'm safe now. We're good.
Only you, Brody.
I get her and I don't say a word. I don't say a word. I just say, hey, here's the best vein on my arm right here. And I go, and I don't say anything. I don't say about being gentle, nothing.
Your whole body is a vein. You're very vain.
Yeah. I think she must have hit.
Prick anywhere.
Hit a bone.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I don't know what she did, but
dude.
I went.
What did you get this on sale? Is he going to coupon for this place?
No,
where are you going?
It's the place I normally go, but I got a woman who like must have come out of retirement, you know, to help out. Hold on. Unbelievable. Now I know why the clock kept going back up, because they're like, oh, we're going to bang these patients out in like 7 minutes. Oh, Esmeralda's working today. Better make it 11 again. Holy crap.
Wow.
And so you didn't lose
your patience with them, did you?
No. First of all, she had a needle. Never crack wise with a woman who's going to jab a needle in your arm. No, it was very nice. A sweet woman. It was just the computer put her in a bad mood.
Did you demand a free pint of blood on the way out? Hey, we're good. We good. I'm going to grab this pint, vial of blood.
I said, do I get a lollipop or anything or the orange juice or something? And she says, I got a sticker. Says, I got my shot. I said, I'll take it. So I took the sticker. Little panda says, I gave blood.
Good.
So I got that.
Good for you.
But yeah, so between the clock going backwards and her going backwards, it took forever to get blood. Did you do your blood work yet?
I got my blood work. I told you at the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah,
was
it a better experience than this, Esmeralda? Or whatever, Abigail?
I actually get really queasy when I queasy baby when they take blood. Apparently, so what happens is I had to lay down and I had to have a cup of water and I had to sit there for 10 minutes, because what ends up happening is your body goes into some kind of a shock. The loss of blood makes your heart slow down, and when the heart slows down, you start to feel lightheaded, and that's just a physical reaction.
All right, so I want to just follow up with one thing. So I want to tell you, it's Quest Diagnostics where I got my blood work.
Oh my God. I use the same place.
Yeah, well, they're one of the biggest places, right? It's a chain, right? Okay. Okay. It's a chain. It's like going to McDonald's.
It's like drinking Coke.
Right. So here's where I got scared out of my ass. A couple of days later, I have an email address that I only use for doctors, right? Like for medical stuff. Okay? And this way, it's all in one place. So any correspondence with doctors, I have just this email address. That's all I use it for. Okay? This way I don't lose it in spam, whatever. So I open up the email address on my phone, and the headline is Quest Diagnostics. That tells me who sent it. And under it, it says, it's colorectal cancer.
What?
So I see that, and I'm thinking, what? I gave them blood work? Why would they? Now, first of all, everyone slices, I'm fine. I'm fine. There's a happy ending here. Don't get worried. Why would
did
you?
Did the nurse give you the happy ending?
Why? Yeah, right. That not. You know how long it would have taken. Now I got to start over again. Okay, so I'm like, what? They wouldn't tell me I had colorectal cancer.
Yeah.
In an email.
In an email. That's a
phone call. Open the email, and it's the actual headline is it's Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay, they did that on purpose. So you open the email.
So open it.
That's a scam.
Not
that's a scamboni.
That's a scamboni.
That is such a scamboni.
You know what that is?
Scamboni.
That's a cancer boni. Like that's not right.
It's like the time that I got that hand. It looked like handwritten on loose leaf paper. On the letter. You know, I got it. The snail mail. The envelope.
Take some blood out of your brain. What are you doing?
My heart's still slow from my fucking blood withdrawal. No, front of the envelope, it was like looked like it was written in pen. And then I'm like, oh, who is this person? I opened it up and it was on loose leaf paper with the lines.
Oh yes, I see.
And
those,
it was handwritten. And I'm like, I'm reading through the note, and the guy wants to buy my house. And like, I'm a real estate agent, and your house is worth money. I'm like, go fuck yourself, man.
Yeah, making it look like somebody.
Making
sent
it
me
look
a
like somebody.
Mail.
That was another scamboni. No, because they have to use every tactic in the book now, because they know people are too smart. So by putting that right there up front in the email, colorectal cancer, in the subject line or near it in the near the first couple
no,
of lines.
It was the subject line.
The subject line. Then there you go. Then that is that's a Scamboni. It just gets you open it up. Yeah, Scamboni. Absolutely. Yeah, they try every trick in the book now. So
yeah, have you watched the new Law and Order yet with Chris Maloney?
No.
Organized crime.
Yeah. You know, I heard it's supposed to be good.
Yeah. So I love Chris Maloney. So I was sad when he left Law and Order, and so they had a couple of weeks ago, they had a two-part episode. Well, I thought it was a two-part episode. And so part one was at, I'm going to say 9 o'clock. It was SVU. And he shows up. No spoilers. Okay? And then when the episode ends, it's the same day, and it continues a minute later in Law and Order Organized Crime. Okay? So it's as if it was a two-hour episode. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and they're also trying to get the carryover audience. Is that a tactic there? Okay.
Okay, right. The carryover, right. Okay, so they swindled me into the two-part episode. That's fine. The first episode, SVU,
yeah,
looked like they filmed it around April or May.
Of last year.
Why do I say that?
Everyone's because wearing masks.
No one was wearing masks.
Oh, no one. But wait, they filmed it in April. They would have been wearing masks.
No, because that's when like they were saying there's no masks, there's a shortage.
Oh, okay, right. Prior to mask.
Right.
Use.
And plus they could have made it look like it was filmed prior to the pandemic. But there were like people, a couple of people in the background had masks, and then they referenced, someone ends up in the hospital, no spoilers, and they're like, oh, no, only one person can go visit them because of COVID rules, okay? But nobody, none of the cops are wearing masks, nobody's wearing a mask, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then the episode ends, and then it starts the next episode, and the next episode, which is the same day, same time of day, same city, it looks like they filmed it 4 months later. Now, everyone in the background's wearing a mask. Some of the cops are wearing masks. Almost everyone's wearing a mask.
But chronologically, it was the same day. The timeline was the same day.
It was like they must have changed the rules of filming. Right. And now the stars of the show still not wearing masks. Okay, that's fine. So Maloney goes to a school to visit. He wants to talk to the teacher after class. So he sits in like an auditorium at a college. Every single kid in the auditorium, spaced out, wearing a mask. Chris Maloney sits down, not wearing a mask. So first of all, I thought that was kind of weird. He wasn't talking. No reason not to have a mask on him. It's kind of weird, okay? Then, here's where I had a laugh, Scare. You're going to like this. He goes to this rough and tough neighborhood. He's got to talk to some kids who may have seen something, right?
Yep.
Over by the warehouse. They're playing basketball. I don't know, like 6-8 kids are playing basketball. And most of them are wearing masks. One of them is wearing his mask on his chin, right? So his mouth isn't covered.
Yeah.
They walk up to these kids playing basketball, and they see that they're cops there. And the only kid who's not wearing a mask over his mouth comes up to talk to him.
It's like he was already ready to talk.
Right.
The mask.
Right.
So
what it looked like, they had filmed the scene like 17 times to get it right. And he just got so tired of pulling the thing down. He's like, I'll just come over with it already down. So all the other kids are standing there with masks on.
Right.
And he walks over and goes, is there a problem, officer?
In real life, with continuity, they would have had their mask on, and then they would pull their mask down to talk.
Right, right. Take one. He probably had the mask on.
All right.
It was just one of those things where I was like, but here's the kicker. Part two ends on a cliffhanger where you have to watch next week. It's a three-part episode. So I'm calling a Scamboni. Oh, now the show's good. I'm just saying they hooked me. They hooked me, Scary. Right. And then here's how they also hooked me. At Slices, you know what I'm talking about. When you see a TV show and it's filmed in your neighborhood, right? It's filmed and you're like, oh my God, I know that restaurant, right? Unless you're from a really small town, but how much even more special is it than if you see something from your small town?
Yeah.
So they go to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Right? Maloney goes to Brooklyn and he interviews Chaz Palminteri at the base of the Verrazano Bridge, connecting Brooklyn and Staten Island. Right there. Right by where we used to live. So I got a kick out of that.
That's cool.
And I shouldn't have because they film in New York, right? The thing takes place, but they were in Brooklyn. They were in Brooklyn, the part of New York we liked the best. So I was excited. But yeah, so my point is no continuity. And then the kid walking over, can I help you, officer? Yeah, you can help by putting your mask on for the scene and then taking it off. So
I'm going to give them a free. I'm going to give him a free pass. It's fine.
Yeah? You give him
a pass? I'm not so much up on the continuity stuff. It's all good.
All right. That's fine. Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You know, before the break, we were talking about continuity issues in in shows and things. Someone sent through to the, I guess they copied the Brooklyn Boys on it, and if I could find it, I'll retweet it from the Brooklyn Boys account. Nobody has noticed that all these years with the TV show Seinfeld, it took them till right now to figure out.
You were today years old?
I was today years old when I found out that Jerry's kitchen, you know, he's got the kitchen on the right, and then there's the doorway to the hallway.
Right.
And then Kramer's apartment is across the way, right?
Yep.
The way it's built is a physical impossibility.
Oh, the bump out?
Because when you open up, if you were to open up the door, they show you like a schematic of the lines of how they would have to be drawn, you know, kind of like a drawing of what a hallway would look like. The hallway would be a physical impossibility, because when you see in other episodes, when Jerry's in the hallway, he's got a regular wide hall, you know, a hall with the, you know, the two doors on either side. They've shown you hall shots before.
Right.
If you were to now take the cameras inside to his apartment, what would be on the other side of that wall based on where the door to the hallway is, you know, his front
door.
There'd
be no kitchen.
There would be no kitchen, right. Because it bumps out.
You know,
so there's no way. You would open the door and go to the right, but you'd literally walk into the sink.
You know what show is the worst, and you never noticed it? I'm going to tell you now, and you'll be like, holy crap, The Brady Bunch.
Okay.
If you ever watched The Brady Bunch.
Yes. Is there one of these moments there? Or,
oh, no. The house is a problem. So when you look at the house, the high side of the house is on the left, right?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
But when you go in the house, the high side's on the right where the staircase is.
Oh, when they show, from the beginning where they do the opening shot.
Right. It's a split level house. And by the way, I don't know what network it's on. Please don't tweet me. Maybe HDTV. They did a home renovation. So the people who owned the Brady Bunch house put the house on the market. So the people, I think it's HGTV. I said HDTV.
I find this fascinating.
HGTV bought the house.
I love it.
They bought it. They got the remaining cast of the Brady Bunch to come help renovate it. And they made the inside of the house a complete replica of the old house. They put the carport.
Because it never looked like that. Because obviously you're shooting the outside.
Oh, it was a dump. It was like a 1960s, unupdated, awful split-level house. And they ripped it out, and they had to raise the right side of the house up because There was no second level. So right. they had to build a second level on the right side of the house. And they built the backyard and the swing set. It's amazing. You have to watch
it. Because when you're watching the Brady Bunch and you're inside the house, you're literally watching a set.
Right.
It's a set in Hollywood. The same way the Seinfeld was just a set.
Right. There was a time to change the house and rearrange.
And rearrange.
Right. Yeah. And they did.
Nice reference to the Brady Bunch music.
That's right.
Of its era. Okay, so I have to now take notice of this, that it would be an impossibility for that to be like that from the establishing shot and then going
into
the house.
How about Friends? Friends doesn't have a balcony like that.
What do you mean?
There's no balcony on the outside. Oh, right. They show the outside.
Right.
And if you say the balcony's in the back,
right.
there's still no balcony. I mean,
in the case of Seinfeld, you are every episode for all those hours you've watched and binged this show. It's always...
Well, they rarely show the hallway. Rarely.
But when they do, you notice it was shot in a different place altogether. But the point...
Also, I don't know if you notice this. Right. The wall that faces the couch, there's a studio audience there. There's no wall.
Well, that's the fourth wall.
That's right. There's no wall there. I don't know if you know
They're on a soundstage.
They're on a soundstage.
I think every show is filmed that way, Brody. There's no fourth wall.
A lot of them are,
they never show you the fourth wall because it doesn't exist.
That's right.
I'm getting text messages from my girlfriend. This is what I deal with at night.
Oh, you poor thing. Tell her to put on a tank top.
Did the Nespresso store have the chocolate fudge coffee?
Is that what she's...
Well, I went to the Nespresso store earlier this week. And by the way,
Not a
sponsor and a big Scamboni. Well, not a Scamboni, but they get you. It's like, you know how once you get an Apple, you get a Mac, you get in the Apple ecosystem, you're in there.
Nope, not me.
Well, I do. And a lot of people fall for it, right? We're all in it. Once you're there, you do all things Apple, all things Mac. You go, it's Mac, Mac, Mac. They reel you into their world.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an entire universe that all works together in harmony. Well, with this Nespresso store, you have these pods of coffee that are Nespresso specific for the Nespresso machine.
They're different. They're only for Nespresso.
Most people use K-cups.
I have an espresso machine.
Right,
I have one.
Right. But for people who don't know, K-cup is a universal thing, and it's like kind of like an open market.
Well, it became it like Scotch tape. It became a universal thing.
And not only that, but different companies make the K-cup pods.
Right. K is a size now. It's a slang for Keurig.
Right.
They call it a K-cup. That's how they get around it.
Nespresso has its own world, so you got to get their own coffee. So now they had this chocolate fudge they advertised.
Yeah.
I get to the store, sold out. So my girlfriend is following up with me. Said, when you went to the Nespresso store, did they have the chocolate fudge? And I'm like, no.
Oh, did she use the flirty font?
Yeah, she gave me a little kiss, the cheek with the kiss.
The kissing, the side kiss.
Mm.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. I prefer the three or four hearts smiley face emoji with the three or four hearts around it. I like that.
Okay, I'm not going to send you that.
It's a warm and fuzzy feeling.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of warm and fuzzy, remember that time you tried to ask your own D?
Stop it. Okay. Enough with that.
All right, so I need you to play. I know you hate this, Scary. Right now the slices know you're going to hate this, but you have to have some patience with me. There's a reason I'm going to ask you to play this game, okay?
Okay.
I talked to you about the game America Says. We've talked about it. I posted this on my Instagram. Right, you see it on my Instagram?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so if you haven't seen my Instagram, at David Brody, of course, the way America Says works is they put up a question with a blank.
Me?
What? Scary, focus!
What? I have my ringer turned off. How the fuck is my ringer ringing? I'll have to call them back. Continue.
It's the government. Okay, what they do is then the possible answers, they put the first letter and then a space as long as the word is if they filled in the space. Right? So like if they said name red fruits and you said apple, it would be an A and enough letters for the PPLE.
Correct.
Okay? But you wouldn't say like artichoke. I know it's not a fruit because artichoke's a much longer word.
True.
You know that artichoke doesn't fit there. Okay?
It won't fit.
Okay.
It's almost like Wheel of Fortune.
So here's the question. I'm going to give you the letters that were on the board. There was a C. You don't have to remember this. A V. A short C word. A short S word. A medium-sized W word, a tiny little I word, and a tiny little, like, three-letter I word, three-letter A word. Okay?
Okay.
The question is, oh, no, the blank machine is broken. So people are guessing. And so what happens is one team gets to guess as many as they can. And then when they can't get any more, the other team can steal. So the first team guessed Coffee machine is broken. Vending machine is broken. C, copy machine is broken. Medium long word with W, washing machine is broken. Slot machine is broken.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get the other two. All right. Whatever it was. Maybe they got ice. They didn't get slot. So there was slot with a S and a couple of letters missing and A and two letters missing. So a three-letter type of machine is missing. So I said to my mother, because I'm watching it with my mom, I said, oh, no, they did not. Oh, no, they did not. Oh, scary, they did. Here's the audio, and I want you to hear how cocky the woman is and how confident the host is. John Michael Montgomery, I think his name is, or whatever. Don't tweet me. You know what it is. Here it is. Here we go.
We have a C, an A, and an S up there.
Well, I think we've all experienced this before, and we've been unhappy about it, but we're going to go with A, and we're going to try the ATM.
Yeah, sure. Is A for ATM? Yes.
Ooh, so and it was right.
They gave this woman points for saying ATM machine. Oh, no, the ATM machine is broken. So F you.
America says.
Hey. Because America says wrong.
Brooklyn Boys says.
That's right.
F you, America says.
So I posted that.
Promoting ignorance every day.
I put that on Instagram. And let me tell you something. Every one of our slices was immediately, oh my God, it's ATM. Oh my God, ATM.
So
let me tell you how well somebody knows me. I want to give a special shout out to Cassie. Okay. CECE_BRZ. Okay. So somebody texted into the morning show, okay, and they said, hey, it's my son Brody's 10th birthday. He loves whenever he hears Dave Brody's name on the show.
Ooh,
hold
Dave.
On.
Okay.
It makes him feel special. Love you guys. Now, if you don't listen to the Brooklyn Boys podcast, I know when I do the phone tap, I say, hey, it's Dave Brody from Elvis in the morning show. I say it quickly, right? It just goes by faster.
Yeah.
They don't really care what my name is. That's for the audience to hear my name. But the person I'm phone tapping, I don't need to say it's David Brody. It's too long, right? So no problem. But people, slices know I prefer David. So I wrote back and I said, hey, your son is special. Great name. Wish him a happy birthday from David Brody. Right?
You corrected her without correcting her.
So she put it in her Insta story, a screenshot of this conversation. And by the way, nothing but love for this woman. She doesn't have to know how I pronounce my name or prefer it. I just wrote my name back, just like, hey, it's David Brody. That's all.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to write Dave. So no. I wrote David Brody.
No.
So I want to give a shout out to Cassie, who commented on my Insta story and wrote, did you throw in the David as a polite way of telling her your name isn't Dave?
Of course he did. Of course. You. But that's okay.
Yes, it's okay. My
it's point kind
was,
of a subliminal correction.
Cassie knew immediately.
Of course.
That I probably, now look.
Our slices are the smartest podcast listeners in the universe.
100%. Now, I was at a homemade hard ice cream place near where my mom lives. Okay.
Yep.
And, you know, the weather's getting nicer. So I was like, oh. And it's one of those places that's like, it looks like a Dairy Queen in the sense you walk up and there's like, there's people working behind the little sliding windows, right? Like the doctor's office windows.
Yeah.
It's like a Dairy Queen. You walk up to the counter. It's outdoor. The line is outside. They're inside in this little like barn looking place, right? And they have all the flavors, scary. All the good flavors. Cookie dough and cherry vanilla banana. Okay. Now, you may not know this, but we've talked about this. You may remember. My favorite flavor is pistachio.
Yep.
And not almond pistachio. Not that crap at Friendly's. Pistachio.
Right, where it's real green pistachio. And it's got a real pistachio in it.
Now, look, it doesn't have to be green. Ben and Jerry's is not green.
Well, right, yeah, but it's, you know, that's right. A lot of that is artificially colored.
Right, but it has big pieces of pistachio.
Big, that's the key to pistachio ice cream.
Here's where I had a problem. On the menu, P-I-S-T-A-C-I-O.
That's pistachio. Not how you spell pistachio.
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 They left the H out. It's C-H-I-O.
Okay.
So I said to the girls who were working there in the little booth there in the house, probably in high school, I said, hey, I want to get a maple walnut and a pistachio. I said, I don't know if anyone's ever told you this. I'm sorry if I'm like the 100th person, but pistachio is spelled wrong on the menu. That's not a handwritten menu. It's a professional giant sign on the front of the building. Giant sign. I've never heard that before. She says, she calls the boss over. She says, we'll call him Mike. Hey, Mike. He comes over. He says, this guy has an interesting thing he wants to tell you. I say, Mike, I'm sorry to bother you. I just noticed.
I love how you take time out of your day to correct these fuckers.
Well, no, I was just telling her, like, I don't know if you know this. I didn't want her to tell the guy in the back. He came out. I didn't ask for him. So he says, what's up? I said, hey, I just want to let you know. Because he may have paid for the sign.
Forgot to let her. It's a permanent sign too, isn't it?
Right. It's permanent.
Yeah.
He says.
That ain't getting changed.
He says, what? Apparently the sign's been up for like 30 years.
Grandma police.
Nobody.
Grandma police.
Nobody has ever pointed out. Now, you can either take it as nobody noticed. No one knows how to spell pistachio, or no one's an ass like me. I was just trying to be helpful.
I'm going to go with the latter. No one's an ass like you. I think a lot of people along the way in 30 years realized it was wrong.
Yeah.
But they're not going to bother. Right. Only you would, Brody. You take time out of your day. You go, how much time do you have on your hands?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get to something that I talked about 2 weeks now. I'm going to talk about my tire problem. But someone reminded me I didn't talk about my Amazon problem. That one's a short one. Can I slip that in here?
Whatever you want to do, man.
All right. So I was in my garage, right? I have a two-car garage. And next to my two-car garage, if you're facing my house, on the left is five steps and a porch. Okay? The porch is where I get all my deliveries. You know, all mail goes up there, UPS, FedEx, they put the boxes up there. You don't have to sign for it. It's safe. Put up on the steps. So in my garage, between the two cars are garbage pails. Like from the middle of the garage to the front of the house, there's like four garbage pails in a row that divide the cars. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So I get in my car, which is the driver's side is on the same side as the garbage pails. So the garbage pails are on the driver's side of my car, okay? Between the garbage pails and my car is maybe a foot, right? I put them as close to my car as safely possible so there's more room on the other side of the other garage, okay? I get in my car, and I'm plugging my phone in, getting the Bluetooth set up, you know, just get ready for liftoff. And all of a sudden I hear boom, 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 and I see a shadow out of the corner of my eye. The Amazon driver is in my garage, brushing up against my car, squeezing between my car and the garbage pails.
Holy shit.
And he leaves my package on top of a closed garbage pail and walks back out of my garage. So I'm like, what the fuck? Who does that? I get packages on my porch. You don't walk into someone's garage, squeeze between garbage pails and my car, and leave the package on a garbage pail. In what world is that how you deliver a package?
Sounds to me like he was trying to steal some shit from your open garage and then got caught. But so
no,
he's trying.
No, I don't think
there's no other reason why he'd be going into your private property like that.
I don't think that's the case. But here's what I was doing at the time. Now I remember, I was voice texting Elvis a thank you note, because Elvis gave us all a gift. He gave us all mini microphone statues to celebrate the 25th anniversary of our show, right?
Yep.
And there was no card in it. I didn't know who it was from. I don't know if the station did it, the company did it. It just said happy 25th anniversary. So you had told me that night before that Elvis sent it. So I was like, oh, I'm going out. Let me quickly shoot Elvis a thank you text and let him know, right? So I'm voice texting this, and this is when the guy comes into the garage. So I get out of my car immediately, and I say to the guy, hey, excuse me, hi, can you leave it on the steps next time rather than my garage garbage pail? Thank you. And I was polite about it, right? He's, oh, man, my bad. My bad. If you're an Amazon driver, explain to me how that's a thing. So I send the text message to Elvis, and right after I hit send, here's what the text message says to Elvis. I just found out that the really cool microphone trophy came from you. Since it arrived with no note, I wasn't sure where it came from. Thank you very much. It is a really nice Reminder of what a fun ride it's been working on the show. What the fuck? Excuse me. Hi. Can you leave it on the steps next time rather than my garage garbage pail? Thank you. And that's the text message I sent to Elvis.
Mr. Voice to Text. That's great.
So Elvis texts me back. What are you talking about? That's what I was talking about.
That's great.
Okay, Scary. You have the music ready?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so I've been talking. I know it's late. I know we've been going on a while, but I've teased this, and I apologize. And people get mad about we tease stuff, we don't get to it. So here's what happened. I'm going to refer to this company as Davis Tire. Okay, you guys can figure it out. Davis Tire. They have locations all over the area. Now I go to three different Davis Tires. In fact, I think I told a story about the guy who tried to fix my flat, and I have to cut the super service, and they were going to charge me, and I'm covered, the whole thing. I talked about that, right? They were going to rotate my tires, and they put it up on the lid, and they never did any of that, okay? Same place. So my daughter calls me, right? She's out driving. She has a car. And she says, hey, quick question. Is it safe to drive on a tire that's very low on air? What? I hit a pothole. You hit a pothole? Yeah. I said, send me a picture. Sends me a picture. I said, come home. I'll put air in the tire. Sometimes it pops off the rim and it loses air, but whatever. So I get the tire back and I can't get air in the tire, right? The stem is broken, that it won't go in, and it's leaking air. So I call AAA. They put a donut on the car. And it's the passenger rear tire. You follow me?
Yep.
The right rear tire. So, I said, you know what? I gotta go now. It's Saturday night. She was out. So I'm like, who's open on a Sunday that would have this tire in stock, right? Because I need the tire. So I'm sorry. This was Friday night. So I spend the whole day Saturday trying to find a tire, and a Davis Tire has the tires. They have two tires. Which was good because I noticed the front left tire diagonally across was old enough it should be replaced. Now the car's all-wheel drive. This is important. Normally you have to replace all four tires or keep them even, both front, both back. Okay. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna buy two tires. I call up the corporate office says, this one location that you've never been to, Mr. Brody, they are open on Sundays. They have two tires. We'll make an appointment for you. Go there. Okay, great. Okay, so I go to this town that I'm familiar with, but I've never been to this particular Davis Tire. This car's outside, and I walk in, and I see that there's a customer watching television, not wearing a mask. Okay, that's not really the issue, but not wearing a mask.
That's an issue for you.
It's an issue for me. So I can't sit in the waiting room because there's two chairs. He's in one of them, not wearing a mask. So I'm not sitting in there. That's me. I look to the counter. I'm second in line, and Terry is behind the counter. Big guy named Terry. Terry is wearing his mask on his chin.
Of course he is. He's got a chin diaper.
Chin diaper. So I go, okay. Now, this is not a mask story, I promise you. So I'm next in line. I say, hey, how are you? Good. I'm keeping my distance, whatever. And I said, listen, I need two tires. I have an appointment. Oh, yep, Mr. Brody, you're in the city. It couldn't have been nicer. Terry could not have been nicer. He says, yeah, we're a little backed up today. Should be about 45 minutes. I said, oh, all right, not a problem. Can I sit in my car? Yeah, sit in the car and we'll call you when you're ready to pull in. I said, great. So I go out to the car. I go back in. I forgot. I go back in. I go, hey, Terry, real quick. It's an all-wheel drive car. I'm getting the front left and the rear back. I said, are you going to put the tires both on the front or both on the back? He said, we'll probably put them both on the front. Are the other two tires good? I said, yeah, they match. So the two tires are good. They match. I got them at the same time. Oh, great. Yeah, we'll put those on we'll move the one to the back. We'll put both new tires on the front. Okay. So I get in the car. I'm sitting there for like 15 minutes. And some technician comes out from the bay, you know, one of the three bays, and he's yelling at me, right? Like waving me, like when you wave somebody, like, come on. So I'm next, I guess. So I back out of the spot, and I'm pulling around. I'm making like a semicircle, and I'm pulling the car like I'm going towards the middle bay. He's waving me, and then he starts screaming at me. I can't hear him because the windows are down. But I see his face is beet red. Again, not wearing a mask, so I can see him. He's spitting, fuming mad. So I roll down the windows and go, what's the matter? I drive the car in! You don't drive the car in! I drive the car in! I said, oh,
wow.
So I said, hey, man, I didn't know.
Kind of customer service is that, by
right,
the way?
I said, you were waving at me.
He's representing Davis Tire?
Yeah. So I said, you were waving at me. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I thought I was being helpful. Scary. We've all been to garages and oil change places.
Yeah, you drive your own shit in.
Where
there.
They go, yeah, just, or I thought,
yeah,
maybe.
Pull ahead.
Or pull it up to the entrance, right?
Right.
I was 30 feet from the beginning of the bay. It wasn't like I was about to go up on the hydraulic lift. I was just pulling it closer to give him, they screaming at me. So I say, hey, man, I'm sorry. Now I'm keeping my distance because he's got no mask on. And he's screaming. Spit's flying. So I'm like, I don't want to start any trouble. So I go back in. I don't say anything. Unlike me, I don't say anything. I said, hey, how long does it take to do the tires? He says, you know what? You probably got about 35 minutes. You know, because we got to balance them. We got to make sure the alignment's good.
Got to rotate them. And this,
rotate
them.
Yeah. So they're going to both go on the front. He goes, yeah, we got to move the tire from the front to the back, whatever. He says, give us like 40 minutes. So I go across the street. There's a pizza place. I go and sit in the pizza place. I get a text message. He says, your car's ready. Oh, great. It was like 25 minutes. My car's ready. Fantastic. I go back across the street. I go in. I pay for it. He says, your car's outside. Great. Thank you. Thank you, Kerry. Terry. Chin diaper. Thank you, Terry. Still not wearing the mask on his face. Okay. So I had to did the old reach.
Were you double masked with your goggles and your face visor?
No, douche. One mask. I just didn't want to.
I get it.
Okay, he's not wearing a mask. I don't know what his status is. I don't want to know. It's not my. Just stay away from me. So, as it is, I couldn't sit in the waiting room. So I go out to my car. It's sitting out there. Now it's my daughter's car. Okay, it's not my car. It's my daughter's car. And I look at the right rear tire that was flat. It looks like it's the new tire. It's supposed to be on the front. So I go, that's weird. Maybe they put them both on the back. I go to the other side. Nope. The front tire, the new tire is in the front. They replaced the two bed tires diagonally. Well, anyone who's ever owned a car knows that's not safe.
No, it is
not.
That's
not how you do it.
No, you got to do, it's two rear or two front.
Right. So I go back in and I say, hey, Terry. I said, real quick, the tires on my car, I could be wrong. If you have a minute, there were no customers. If you have a minute, can you just come over and look at the car? I could be wrong. Maybe I don't have a good eye for new tires, but I think the tires are on the car diagonally. Oh, we would never do that. Yep. No, I get that. But could you just check it? So he says, hold on. I'll go get Oliver. I go, Oliver. Oh no, shit. He walked in the back rather than ask me. He tells the guy who did the tires, the guy who already yelled at me, to go look at the tires.
Oh, that guy.
Right. I later found out his name is Oliver. So I'm standing now about 25 feet away from the entrance to the garage by where the car's parked, expecting Terry to come out and look at my car. Nope. The technician who yelled at me comes out. From 25, 30 feet away, he comes like a bull, walking quickly and angry, again, no mask, screaming, God damn it! You made my job harder! What are you doing telling my boss, complaining for? You're making my life difficult!
So I said,
excuse me.
You're gonna be missing brake pads by the end of this story.
Yeah, right?
Because
right?
This guy wants you to fucking fly into a ravine because fuming.
I'm not going to fight with the guy. I'm not looking to fight. So I said, whoa. I said, I just asked if the tires were put on diagonally. I said, because that's not proper. I'm not looking to get you in trouble. God damn it, fucking shit. And he gets in my car and he drives it into the bay. So now I go inside. I said, now I'm fuming, Scary. I go in there and I said, excuse me, Terry. He says, what? I said, it's bad enough that when I pulled my car in, the guy screamed at me not to pull the car in when he waved me to come in. It's bad enough that he puts my tires on diagonally. But then you go and tell him, and he comes out and curses me and says, I'm making his job difficult. How is that my fault? I should give my daughter an unsafe car? And I said, did you and I not talk about putting them both on the front? In what world do you put tires on diagonally? You're Davis Tire. You're tire experts. I said, and don't think I didn't notice that you're wearing a chin diaper.
You told him this?
Oh, yeah. I said, I didn't say anything about that. I said, I'm fuming mad. So he says, I'm terribly sorry, sir. And he puts the mask on his face. He's like, I didn't realize. It must have fallen down. Scary. It was down on his chin like for an hour. But he didn't realize it. Please. So I said, this is unacceptable. What kind of customer service is this? I'm terribly sorry. He goes, we'll get your car right away. So they bring the car in. Now, the guy's working on my car. And he says, it'll be like 15 minutes.
This guy's taking a piss in your gas tank.
No, I'm watching him. He's outside the car. He does the tires. I'm watching him because it's glass on the visiting room, right? So he gives the keys, and I see Terry is in there laughing it up with the guy. Laughing it up. Right? He told me he's going to reprimand him. I said, don't reprimand him until I leave.
But they're laughing with each other?
Yeah.
He took a dump in your glove box.
No, they weren't in the car. So then the manager, this manager guy, Terry, comes back in. He goes, here you go. Your car's ready. Hands me the keys. Doesn't say sorry. Made me wait an extra half hour. Like the second time I got yelled at twice. Doesn't say like, please come back. Hey, here's a coupon. Nothing. Nothing.
I'm surprised you didn't demand free dessert on this one.
No. So I walk out and I call the corporate office.
Oh, that's where the fun begins.
Call the corporate office. They're open on Sunday. So God bless Davis Tire. They're open on Sunday. I get a very nice woman on the phone. I tell her the story. She says, ugh, I'm so sorry. You need to speak to Lenny, the regional manager. He will take care of you. This is uncalled for. He will take care of you. I will have Lenny call you Monday morning, first thing. I said, well, have him call me after 10 o'clock because I work in the morning. 10 o'clock. Okay. No phone call on Monday. Tuesday, I get a phone call from Mike. Not Lenny. Mike. Who's Mike? Mike is the general manager of Davis Tire, that location. Mike says, how can I help you? I said, Mike, where's Lenny, the regional manager who's going to fix this for me? Oh, he told me to handle it.
Oh, so really?
You think I called corporate because I wanted the manager of the store to speak to me about your coworkers? That's not what I want to do. No. We're very high quality. We're well known here. And I'm Mike and I'm okay. So I tell Mike, he goes, you're kidding me. Oliver yelled at you? Yeah, twice. I'm terribly sorry. I said, Mike, where do you install tires diagonally? How is that my fault? Oh, Mr. Brody, I'm terribly sorry. That should never have happened. Oh, my God. He says, look, if you want to speak to Lenny, I'm sure he'll take care of you. I'll have Lenny call you. He says, this is unacceptable. We want you to be a customer, blah, blah, blah. Again, he's the general manager, doesn't offer me shit to get me back. Okay. Lenny calls me that afternoon. Mr. Brody, what's going on? I had Mike call you. Yeah, I was told you would call me. Oh, well, I thought Mike could handle it. Uh-huh. Do you know what the problem is? Yeah, but if you want to reiterate it. So I tell him the problem.
He had no clue. He was just taking notes for the first time.
He had no clue. I said, you know what, Lenny? Tell me what you know. Because when I asked Mike what he knew, yeah. Mike says, well, it seems it was a misunderstanding.
Crickets.
No, Mike told me, my notes here say there was a misunderstanding with where you were trying to pull in and you tried to pull the car in and they were upset with you for trying to pull the car in. That's what they told you? I spent 20 minutes on the phone dictating the story. So Lenny says he doesn't know either. Lenny's only notes were, Mr. Brody's upset because he got yelled at because he was trying to pull the car in. He says, Mr. Brody, you can't pull the car in. I said, oh, yeah, thanks a lot. So I tell him the full story that I just told you, Scary. And he says, I find that hard to believe, sir.
He says, oh, wow, he's siding with his own employees. What kind of fucking company is this?
Right, so I said, what?
They got problems from the top down.
You think I've made 3 phone calls because I'm making up some story? He says, I find it hard to believe that Oliver, he's one of our top guys, would walk out 30 feet yelling at you and scream at you with no mask on. I find that hard to believe. You find it hard to believe? He says, why am I calling you? The guy yelled at me twice. We have never had a problem with Oliver. He's a great guy. I don't care. The guy screamed at me once and basically intimidated me like he was going to hit me. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to review the tapes. We have cameras everywhere. We can watch the tapes, Mr. Brody. But I think maybe you had a bad experience and, you know, it's, I go, and you're not remembering it correctly. And now I'm fuming. No, I'm fuming. He goes, do you want me to hang up on you? This is what he said to me. He goes, do I have to hang up on you, sir? You sound irate. I said, you just called me a liar. I call you and tell you your guy threatened me, and you're telling me maybe I don't remember it the right way. I said, you know what? Go check your tapes. Call me back tomorrow. I get the phone call the next day. Hi, Mr. Brody. Yeah. Hey, Lenny. Yeah, we reviewed the tapes at the garage. Yeah, and? Yeah, apparently what you said was true.
Oh. And what's he got? And where's the end?
So I said, what's that? Yeah, there's video of him approaching you quickly and screaming and yelling twice. And I did check the records. He did put the tires on Dagley. I'm really sorry. So I said, okay.
And?
I said, and the masks? Oh, that's a violation of company policy. Right. Absolutely has to have the masks on.
Free dessert?
So I said,
free dessert. Yeah.
I said, you see, I'm a customer of yours for long time, Davis Tire.
Yep.
Yep. He goes, no, and we value your business, sir. And I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so I hope you'll accept my apology.
That was it?
Accept your apology. Oliver screams at me for bringing my car when he waved me on. Then basically threatens me because I made his life difficult. Excuse me. I'm driving with diagonal tires on my daughter's car. No, thank you. We're sorry. Have a nice day. We hope you'll come back. Have a good week. Bullshit. So get this. So I look up online who the big muckety muck is, who the vice president is. It's online.
Oh, you're going bigger. You're going higher than Lenny.
Okay. So I speak to a guy. He's the vice president of marketing. He says, you got to talk to Elise in customer service. She's in charge of the big problems. She will put you in charge of the big boss with the sauce in the office, the big guy, Lenny's boss. This is unacceptable. I said, thank you, sir. So I speak to Elise. I call Elise's office. They said, well, Elise isn't in. Leave her a voicemail. I said, Elise, give me a call back. I said, here's the situation. I had a problem in the store. I didn't get satisfaction. I spoke to the regional manager. They offered me no solution. So I really would like this. According to so-and-so, your vice president of marketing, he said I should ask for, let's just say, Arthur. So could you please arrange for me to speak to Arthur about the situation? Elise doesn't call me back. My phone rings the next day. You know who called me back? Lenny, the regional guy. Hey, Mr. Brody, is everything okay? Yeah, why? Oh, I closed your account yesterday, and it looks like it was reopened. Is there a problem? So now, what am I going to say to him? I tried to call your boss, and apparently it backfired, because when you ask for somebody, they give you someone lower? So I was like, no, it's all good, Lenny. I don't know, that must be some kind of mistake. He said, are you sure? Everything's fine? Oh, yeah, everything's fine, yeah.
Yeah, you hang up, and now you call the fucking office again, right?
No. Now I decided, guess what? I'm going to a different tire company because this is some bullshit.
You've been defeated.
No, you know what?
Brody, you're waving the white flag. I've never seen you. I thought you were like, fuck you, and you're going to go back in and call Elise back.
No, you know what? I was going to call Elise and go, what the fuck? I thought I was going to speak to Arthur, but she's just going to tell Lenny again. I don't need Lenny the tape checker knowing that I'm checking up on
him. Obviously, this company is problematic from the top down. They have issues in their own chain.
100%.
Because this is how they handle all their problems.
Yeah.
You don't defer and deflect to somebody lower than you to solve the issues.
Yeah.
Terrible. That's terrible. Awful, Brody. I feel for
you. But my one saving grace is when he called me like with his head between his legs, I checked the tape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So no grape soda for Brody.
No, not this time. But pizza for all the slices listening. We want to remind you right now that you got to download the Slice app if you can, please. And support them because they're supporting local businesses. Right?
And us.
Absolutely. Get your, $5 off your first use in the Slice app.
Promo code Brooklyn.
Use promo code Brooklyn, but you got to download that Slice app.
You know what?
Yeah.
We're going to play the song to get out of here, and I'm going to remind you of the code in the middle of the song.
In the middle of the song? Okay, yep. I like that. And don't forget, be on your journey. You get spend $15 or more, and then 8 times you do that, boom, you get a free pie. SliceLife.com, baby, for our slices for life.
And you know what?
What's that promo code again, Brody?
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.